Oh, it's time for...
Oh, gee.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, oh, gee. Oh, gee, is the margarine with a delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All gee. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. With All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. In the office of Barker & Company, where Mortimer Meek is enslaved, Mr. Barker has taken the manacles off Mortimer's wrist just long enough for Mortimer to take down an urgent communique.
And in closing, I can only say I am ashamed of each and every employee of Barker & Company. Are you getting this, Meek?
Yes, sir, Mr. Barker.
All right. Now get this. Your offices look like pig pens. Not one of you takes the least little pride in the place that is your home away from home.
Nathan.
Why, if any of you brought a decent picture to hang on the wall, I'd drop dead. What did I say last time?
Drop dead, Mr. Barker.
What? Oh, yes. Drop dead. Signed, disappointedly yours, Walter J. Barker. Get that knife, Meek, and post it on the bulletin board.
Yes, Mr. Barker.
And Meek.
Yes, Mr. Barker.
You're as bad as the rest.
Yes.
If there isn't some improvement made in the looks of the place tomorrow, I'll pin you on the bulletin board by your thumbs. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Where are you going, Meek?
Downstairs, Mr. Barker, to get some thumbtacks.
Now, drive carefully, Mortimer. I don't want to break his face.
Oh, fiddle-faddle.
Now, Mortimer, this face is just the thing for Mr. Barker's office. I've kept it in the attic ever since Aunt Clara gave it to us, trying to think of something to do with it.
Agatha, I told you a long time ago what to do with it.
What?
Let Louie take it to the Three Cushion Club. They need a new cuspidor.
Mortimer, please. After dear old Aunt Clara painted it herself, especially for us.
Look, Agatha, are you sure this face is the one dear old Aunt Clara painted for us?
Why, of course it is. Why?
Well, this face has a picture of a horse on it. Now, I thought Aunt Clara always painted boats on her vases.
Boats? Oh, don't be silly. What does Aunt Clara know about boats?
What does she know about horses? Look at that thing.
The horse is a little swayback, isn't it?
A little. If it ever ran at a racetrack, it'd leave 6 footprints. And 2 would be the jockey.
Oh. Well, anyway, Mortimer, it's not the gift itself, but the idea that'll please Mr. Barker.
Yeah.
He'll appreciate your taking his boat and so to heart. He's just the kind of a person who would appreciate this vase.
Oh, no, dear. There's only one person in the world who could appreciate Aunt Clara's vase.
Now, Mortimer, who's that?
Aunt Clara.
Meek. Have I told you how much I appreciate the gift you brought me this morning?
Yes, sure, you've told me 4 times.
Yes, so I have. But I want to thank you again, Meek.
Oh, wait, don't mention it, Mr. Barker.
Just look at that face, Meek.
Yes, sir, I am looking.
Look at the line, how narrow it is at the top, and how it flares out in the middle.
Yeah, it reminds me of my brother-in-law, Louis.
You shouldn't have done it, Meek.
Well, but I thought I had to. I mean, maybe we...
Fine. Going to the expense of buying me a genuine antique. The artist must have painted that face by hand.
Should have used it right.
Meek, I appreciate this gesture, and I've given strict instructions to everyone in the office that face is to remain on my desk. No one is to touch it. Understand?
Yes, sir.
The first one who does is fired, and that goes to you too, Meek.
For me?
That's right. When your wife finds out what a bargain you picked up, she'll want it for your mantelpiece at home.
Over my dead body, Mr. Barker.
Exactly, Meek. That's just what I'm trying to say. My, what an interesting painting. That's a whale of a horse.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out either, Mr. Barker.
Figure what out?
Whether it was a whale or a horse. And I came to the same conclusion. It is a whale of a horse. Agatha, I'm home.
Oh, Mortimer, I'm so glad you're home. The most impossible thing has happened.
What do you mean, dear? Has Louis got in some?
I tried to call you at the office, but you just left. A special delivery letter just arrived from Aunt Clara.
Aunt Clara?
She's coming to visit us, Mortimer.
Oh, no.
She's arriving tomorrow morning. She says she wants to discuss how she should provide for us in her will.
Her will? No. I always thought that when Aunt Clara found out that you can't take it with you, she refused to go.
Please be serious, Mortimer. Now listen to this part of her letter. I've loved the many references over the years to that vase of mine which stands on the mantel of your living room. such devotion to my handiwork, and therefore to me, cannot go unrewarded.
Oh, my gracious.
I am bubbling over with enthusiasm to see how you have placed it when I arrive.
Thank goodness you'd think Aunt Clara'd be all bubbled out by now.
Oh, Mortimer, we've got to get Aunt Clara's vase back from Mr. Barker.
Get it back from Mr. Barker? Well, but Agatha, we can't.
Well, we have to. We can't offend Aunt Clara.
But Agatha, Mr. Barker's fallen in love with that vase. He said he'll fire any employee who touches it, including me.
He said that?
Those were his exact words.
Oh, dear, what are we going to do? We've got to have Aunt Clara's vase on our mantelpiece when she arrives. Oh, Mortimer, how did we get ourselves in a mess like this?
Let's not worry about how we got in, Agatha. Let's worry about how we're going to get out.
Certainly, no season is kinder or affords us more real pleasure than the good old summertime. So how about paying a fond farewell to summer with a last out-of-door supper? Now for the main dish, we've chosen Frankfurt, roasted till they're bursting with delicious goodness. To keep the Franks company, nothing could be better than some of the golden sweet corn that can still be found in most markets. Honestly, no matter how often you've stuffed yourself to bursting with sweet corn, you'll relish a few more ears grilled in their husks. Simply dip the ears of corn, still in their husks, in cold water, and place on the grill. Keep the corn moistened and turn frequently. Remove husks, and then, well, what do you suppose? All sweet margarine, of course, lots of it, and salt and pepper, too, if it pleases you. Now, while these wonderful preparations are going on, your rolls should be heating right in their paper bag close to the fire. When ready to serve, split and add big chunks of all sweet. And so we bid a fond farewell to summer, and at the same time look forward to the days of heartier eating ahead, with all our favorite foods made tastier, with all sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Mortimer, what are we going to do about that vase? We simply can't offend Aunt Clara.
Oh, that's right, Aggie. Imagine offending dear, sweet, kind, lovable old Aunt Clara with all the dough she's got.
And she's arriving tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm sure I can't get the vase back by tomorrow morning.
Mortimer.
Yes, dear?
You have your own key to Mr. Barker's office.
Oh, yes, I have.
Then go down to Mr. Barker's office tonight. Now, and get Aunt Clara's vase back.
But Agatha...
Don't argue, Mortimer. I couldn't face Aunt Clara without it. Now go, and Louis.
Who, me?
Go with him. See that the vase isn't broken.
Huh?
While Mortimer drives, you can hold it on your lap.
What lap?
Right. Never mind the crack, Morty. Well, let's go. Boy, I wonder what old man Barker will say when he finds the vase gone.
Well, I have an idea. He'll be very brief.
Yeah?
Yes. He'll just use his favorite three little words.
Three little words?
Mm. Me? You're fired!
Morty, you got the vase?
Yes. I got it.
Give me it. Take it.
Oh, no, boy. Look at that monstrosity. You mean to tell me Barker really likes this thing?
Likes it? Likes it.
Hey, listen. What's that? Someone shut the door.
Oh, my gracious, that must be Mr. Barker. Maybe he forgot something.
Well, what are we going to do? Better not let him catch us here.
Here. Well, now, wrap the vase in this newspaper.
Okay.
And go out that side door over there. And hurry.
Well, what about you?
I'm going to hide behind this file case to see what Barker does when he finds it's gone. You take the vase home to Agatha. I'll be along later.
Okay. See you later, Morty. Be careful.
You be careful. Oh, Mr. Barker, please don't notice it's gone.
Here? Yeah, that's strange. I thought I heard voices. Oh, well, let's see. Those papers are right here on my desk.
That's funny. The lights are out of... The vase! It's gone!
Operator! Get me the police! Hurry! I want to report a robbery!
Four hamburgers is pretty good. Yeah, I guess I can make it the rest of the way home now with the vase. Maybe I should have myself one more. Oh, well, Peggy, what are you doing here, Nancy?
Oh, I was just going by and I saw you sitting here at the counter.
Well, I'm glad to see you, but you look worried.
Oh, I am, Uncle Louie.
What about?
About the Girls Club charity auction.
Well, what's that?
Well, all the girls in the club are donating something.
Uh-huh.
You know, something their families haven't any more use for, to be sold at auction. Dr. Furness is the auctioneer.
Well, why are you worried about that?
Because I've racked my brain trying to think of something to donate to the auction, and I can't think of a thing.
Oh. Well, Jean, you see, that's too bad. Well, if I think of anything, I'll let you know. But right now, I got to get going. I'll see you later, Niecy.
Bye, Doris. Oh, gosh, what am I going... Oh, it's just that the newspaper. Uncle Louie must have left it. Uncle Louie! Oh, he's gone. I wonder what it is. I'll just unwrap it and see if it... Well, of all things, that old vase and Faraday. I wonder what Uncle Louie is doing with it. Hey, I'll bet you he was going to try to sell it to get money for more hampers. Well, I can put it to better use than that. This is just the thing I need to donate to the girls' club here in Austin.
Oh, Louie, how could you walk off and leave the vase in that restroom?
Now, there's no use getting excited, Morty. If Peggy didn't pick up the vase, then it's still probably right there on the counter where I left it.
Well, you get right down there and see.
Okay, Aggie, I'll... Hey, there's Peggy.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Nisi, where is it?
Where's what?
But don't you have a Peggy?
What was?
The vase Aunt Clara painted. Louie left it in the hamburger
thing.
Then you found it, huh, Nisi?
Sure. That was the very thing I needed, Uncle Louie.
It was the very thing you needed for what?
For the Girls' Club charity auction, Mother.
Oh, Nisi, you don't mean you gave the vase to Dr. Furness to auction off.
Oh, Peggy, you didn't.
Well, why not? What's wrong with that? It was just that old thing that Aunt Clara painted. I should think you'd be happy to get rid of it.
Yeah, that was before Aunt Clara decided to make her will.
Oh, everybody always said it was ugly.
Now it is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
And that it was worth it.
And now it is worth a fortune.
Now, Mortimer, I'm thinking mostly about not hurting the dear old lady's feelings.
Well, I'll go down to the auction and try to get it back from Dr. Furness.
But try, but you've got to get it back, dear. You better go along, Mortimer.
Well, Agatha, I'm afraid...
Mortimer, now's the time to be stout-hearted.
Well, in that case, I better go along, too. Come on, then.
Pardon me, mister, but where'll I find the man who's in charge of this auction?
Why, I should imagine that it depends on where you look.
Well, listen, mister, I'm looking for a Dr. Furness.
Well, you seem to exactly the right party.
Oh, you know who he is?
I certainly do.
Oh, where is he?
Right here.
Right here?
Precisely.
Oh, but he can't be. There's no one here but you and me.
Ah. Is your name Furney?
My name is Hooker.
Then obviously you're not Furney.
Oh, then you must be Furney.
You're absolutely right. You see, it's quite simple if you approach the matter scientifically.
Well, now that we've got that settled, then tell me something.
Just anything at all or something in particular?
Something in particular.
Oh.
My name is Hooker.
Ah.
I'm an antique dealer.
Oh.
Now, have you seen any stuff around here that might give some value?
Oh, no, Mr. Snooker.
Hooker.
Hooker, all we have here are cast-off items donated by the Girls' Club to be auctioned off for a few cents for charity. I can, like, space here, for example, completely worthless. Oh, gosh. What can I do for you, Miss Mead?
Give me that vase you're holding.
Give it to you.
Yes.
Well, that wouldn't be right, would it? After all, this is an auction.
Yeah, look, but that is Aunt Clara's vase.
It's the one I donated to the auction, Dr. Furness. Only I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, I don't understand.
Look, Doc, we haven't got time to explain. Just give us the vase.
Why don't you buy it back and help charity?
Buy it back?
Yes.
Why, for 2 bits?
2 bits? 25 cents, isn't it? Well, that might do to start the bidding this week, but I'm afraid I couldn't sell it to you just like that.
Oh.
After all, this is an auction.
Well, then the auction is off right now, will you, Doctor? I'd like to get the vase back.
Very well. Now, all of you just sit right down here, and I'll auction it. We must prove the trouble, you know.
All right. We'll sit down. Sit down, Peggy.
All right, now, here we are.
Hey, just a minute, Furnish.
Yes?
I thought you said there wasn't anything valuable around here.
And so I did, Mr. Looker.
Hooker.
Hooker.
Then why is that guy so interested in getting that vase? There's something funny going on here. That vase may be worth some real dough. I think I'll do some digging on it myself.
Very well. Sit right down, Mr. Booker.
The snooker!
The
hooker.
The bidding will get underway immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, what am I bid for this? Do I get a bid?
10 cents.
Are you sure you can afford that, Mr. Meek?
$1.
$1? He can't do that. That base belongs to me.
$1.
I have $1.10.
$2.
$2.10.
$3.
This is robbery.
Don't argue more. He did.
$5.
$10.
$10 has been bid. $10 once. $10 twice.
11.
15.
16.
17.
19. Oops, sorry, I became carried away.
$20.
21.
Now, Louis, cut it out, will you? We're bidding against each other.
$25.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I mean,
$25 has been bid. $25 once.
Oh, Daddy.
$25 twice.
I can't afford to let that guy buy it, Morty. I can't afford not to. I don't have any more money.
Sold for $25 to Mr. Looker.
Hooker.
Mr. Looker.
Hand the little pretty to me.
Don't feel so badly about Aunt Clara's vase, Daddy.
But what about Mr. Barker? If he ever finds out I took the vase, I'm ruined.
Oh, quit worrying, Morty. There isn't a way in the world for Barker to find out. Not a way in the world.
Hello. Is this 3851R? How do you do, madam? This is Robin Hooker, the antique dealer. I have just been in the possession of a very valuable old vase painted with a spirited horse by an old master, and I thought that you'd be interested in buying it for only $200. Oh, you would be? Fine. Well, you'd be right down with the money. Excellent. And thank you very much, Mrs. Walter Barker.
Say, Mom, if you have one of those well-trained families who've learned not to ask for potatoes at every meal, but who still, bless them, enjoy potatoes 3 times a day, here's a suggestion for you. Don't burn the spuds. Spruce them up. Scoop out the meat from baked Irish potatoes, mix it with plenty of all-sweet margarine melted in hot milk, season with salt and pepper and some grated mild cheese. Stuff the mixture back into the potato shells and brown in a hot oven. Now, just before serving, top each potato with a good-sized chunk of all-sweet. Damn, that's really good eating. And while we're on the subject, here's another hot potato idea. Give Dad and the youngsters potato croquettes some night soon. Any good cookbook will give you several variations, but nothing will give your croquettes finer flavor than all-sweet margarine. So fry them golden brown in all-sweet, the margarine that's preferred over all others for its wonderful flavor. Yes, the delicate natural flavor of all sweet adds the richness and delicacy that folks compliment.
Oh, Mortimer, this is awful. You never should have let that antique dealer outbid you.
But he did $25 for it, Agatha. I didn't have that much money.
Well, you're going to go down to that antique shop on Sycamore Street and buy that vase back from him.
Buy it back from him? But he may charge as much as $50 for the vase.
I don't care.
Agatha, pay $50 for that hand-painted monstrosity. I won't do it.
You will.
Agatha, I won't.
Mortimer, you will. I absolutely will not run the risk of offending Aunt Clara.
Well, for $50, we can't afford not to offend Aunt Clara.
All right, Mortimer, all right. If that's the way you feel about it, all right.
Yes, well, I'm glad to see that you agree with me. Now, I think I'll go out for a little while, dear.
Very well, Mortimer.
Yes, I thought I'd go for a little walk. I need the fresh air. Well, I'll see you later, Agatha.
Don't hurry back on my account.
I won't. Yeah, Agatha, dear.
Yes?
Would you say the antique shop was over on Sycamore Street?
Oh, good day, sir. Is there something I can do for you?
Beautiful flagger of the shop.
Yes, sir. Hooker's the name, Robin Hooker.
I'm Barker, Walter Barker.
Oh, yes, Mr. Barker.
My wife asked me to stop by and pick up something she bought over the phone a few minutes ago. She sends pretty money, she told me.
Oh, yes, sir, and an excellent buy your wife got, too.
For $200, it better be excellent.
Here it is, sir, all wrapped and ready to go.
What is it?
A boy.
A what?
A vase for $200. And this is a genuine hand-painted vase.
A hand-painted vase. Take the wrapping off and let me see it.
That's very well, sir. Here we are. Look at it, Mr. Barker. Isn't that the most exquisite vase you've ever seen?
What's
the matter? You're getting blue in the face.
Do you mean to say that you sold my wife that vase for $200?
A vase, if you please.
You see. Give me my money back.
Well, what do you mean? A deal is a deal.
This is no deal. You know what I mean? You stole that vase out of my office last night when it was only a vase.
Oh, no, sir.
Admit it.
But I didn't steal it.
Where did you get it?
I bought it at the Girls Club charity auction.
The one Dr. Furmish was running?
Yes, sir. That's the one.
Then Furmish stole it.
Oh, no, sir. Dr. Furmish didn't steal it. He got it as a donation from a member of the Girls Club.
Which member?
A girl named Peggy Meek.
Meek! Oh, that's it. Mortimer Meek. He stole it. After giving it to me, he stole it back. And now I pay $200 for it. Hooker, I never felt like committing murder before. But there's one little man I'd like to exterminate. And do you know who it is?
Hello there.
Ah! Oh, gracious, Mr. Barker.
Meek!
Mr. Barker, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here, Meek? I'm being defrauded.
Defrauded?
I just found out that my wife bought and paid for this vase. A vase. Meek, look at it, Meek. You recognize it, don't you? You brought it to my office. You stole it from my office. And now my wife has paid $200 for it. or something that was mine in the first place.
$200? Well, Mr. Barker, you've been cheated.
I certainly have. By you, me.
You know, what I mean is that vase is nothing but junk.
Junk?
Yes, it was just lying around the attic, and we couldn't stand it, so we gave it to you. Yes, I mean, we...
No! Fortunately for you, Meek, I'm a man of great self-control.
Yes, sir.
Here, Hooker, take back this thing as a gift. Before I do, I'll say something drastic. You hear me, Meek? Drastic.
Yes, you mean like firing me?
Oh, no. Something more drastic than firing you. Because I'm doing that anyway.
But, Mr. Barker...
And let me warn you, Meek, never cross my path again, you double-crossing hyena. Good day.
Oh.
No reply is necessary. Sign, yours in finality, Walter J. Barker.
Oh, well. I'm glad he didn't say anything drastic.
Mr. Meek, would you do me a favor?
Oh, what?
Well, I want to get my money out of his boys. That's Mrs. Barker paid you, you know. But if Mr. Barker doesn't want the boys, I guess I'll have to make a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will you take it? There's too much grease attached to it to keep around the shop, you know. Things here are breakable.
Oh, all right, all right. I'll take it. $25, huh? That's what you paid, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Here. Now, at least Agatha won't offend Aunt Clara.
Oh, well, thanks for getting out of the shop. Here, I'll write you a receipt.
Well, I guess I'd better...
Oh, hey, look out. Oh, you dropped it.
Oh, my gracious, did it break?
Oh, here, let me see it. No, no, it didn't break. Here's your receipt.
Oh, thank you. But look, what happened to the horse?
The horse? What horse? Oh, you mean that thing painted on it. The paint must have chipped off when it fell.
Oh, my Agatha won't like that. Neither will Aunt Clara. Her bad.
Now, look, Mr. Meek, you can call it a vase now that it's proven worthless.
$25 worthless. Oh, gracious, Aunt Clara's arriving sometime tomorrow before noon.
Well, then don't worry about it. Just leave the vase, aboard here, and I'll have the tape put back on and deliver to you before breakfast.
Can you do that?
Oh, sure. By tomorrow morning, this thing will look as hideous as it ever did.
Mortimer, didn't that antique man say he'd be here before breakfast?
Uh-huh. Yes, dear. He ought to be here any minute.
Oh, my.
Well, here's an ad for salesman wanted. You can pay. Short hours.
Oh, Mortimer, will you put down that paper?
Huh? Oh, yes, dear.
Mr. Hooker simply must bring the vase before Aunt Clara arrives. I'd better call the antique shop and see what's keeping him.
Hey, maybe that's Mr. Hooker at the door now.
Yeah, I'll answer it.
Yes.
Mr. Barker.
Gee, Barker.
Is Mortimer here, Mrs. Meek?
Well, yes, he's here.
Oh, there you are, Meek.
Hello, Mr. Barker.
Meek, I just stopped by on my way to the office to tell you that you're not back.
Mm-hmm. I'm not?
Not yet, anyway.
Well, what do you mean, not yet?
You cost me $200, Meek, and I intend to get it back. So you're not going to be fired until 2 weeks from tomorrow.
You mean I have to work for 2 weeks for nothing?
That's exactly what I mean.
Oh, dear. I hope that's Mr. Hooker and not Aunt Clara.
Yeah, well, I'll answer this time, dear.
Hello, Mr. B. Oh, come in, Mr. Hooker. Well, have you got it?
Oh, you bet I've got it. And just wait till you see it. There. Look at it.
Well,
but that's not Aunt Clara's vase.
No, yes, it is, Miss Meek.
Well, what'd you do to it?
There's nothing except take all that horrible paint on her.
You've ruined it. You've ruined Aunt Clara's hand-painted vase.
It's not ruined, Mrs. Meek. You realize that the paint that was on there was covering a very valuable vase? I wish now I hadn't sold it back.
What'd
you say?
I said the painting of that thing that was supposed to be a horse was covering up a valuable antique. Why, this vase is worth at least
$500. $500? Here, give me that vase. Come on.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Barker. This vase belongs to Mr. Meek. I sent the money back to your wife.
What are you talking about, Hooker? This is the vase my loyal employee and good friend Mortimer Meek gave to me.
Well.
Then it's mine. Give it to me.
Oh, no, you don't, Mr. Barker. You gave it back. If Mortimer has to work for you for 2 weeks, you pay you for the vase.
Bye.
The vase he gave you. Then it's ours.
Now, just a moment, Mrs. Meek. Who said anything about Mortimer having to work for nothing?
You did?
Well, I've changed my mind.
But Mortimer hasn't, have you, Mortimer?
Well, I'm there.
You see, Mr. Barker? Mortimer's willing to work for you for 2 weeks for nothing and keep the vase. The vase. That way, he makes $500.
But if I gave him a $10 a week raise, he'd make more in the long run by letting me have the vase. A vase, wouldn't he?
True.
Very well, then. Everything's settled. Meek, you get your raise, and I get the vase. The vase you gave me. You and Mrs. Meek certainly drive a hard bargain.
Yes, I do. Doesn't she?
Well, I've got to be running along. Give me that vase, Mr. Hooker.
Here's your vase, Mr. Barker.
Whatever it is, it's beautiful. Excellent. See you at the office in 10 minutes, Meek. Take your time. Eat a big breakfast. Signed, cordially yours, Walter J. Barker.
Just a minute, Mr. Barker. I'll go along with you. I have some other items in my store that you might be interested in.
There goes Aunt Clara's feeling.
I guess Aunt Clara just has to be offended.
Well, I guess anyway, at least I got my job back.
No,
What's this? For heaven's sake, what are Peggy and Louie arguing about?
Oh, I don't know.
Mother,
please give that back to me. Mother, just look what I found under Uncle Louie's bed.
Oh, what in the world is that?
Well, it looks like a date.
That's exactly what it is. A hand-painted date.
Oh, it's just an old thing I found in the attic. I've been using it as a cookie jar.
Wait a minute. You just look.
What?
The painting on the vase.
It's a picture of a boat.
A boat?
Yeah, Agatha, are you sure Aunt Clara's vase had a picture of a horse on it?
Well, now that I come to think about it. No. No, I think you were right, Mortimer. Aunt Clara did paint a boat on her vase.
Ooh, then this vase is Aunt Clara's.
Yes, I'm sure of it.
Well, if this vase is Aunt Clara's, who painted the other one?
Oh, how silly of me, of course. Now I remember.
But sure, he remember what?
The other vase, the one Mr. Barker has, wasn't painted by Aunt Clara at all.
Well, who did paint it, Mother?
You remember, Mortimer?
Hmm?
Poor dear old Aunt Sadie. Aunt Clara's sister painted it and gave it to us just before she passed away.
Oh, yes, now I remember. Sure, it was Aunt Sadie who taught Aunt Clara all she knew about painting vases.
Yes, yes. The doorbell. My goodness, that must be Aunt Clara now. I mean, Aunt Clara.
Yes.
Mortimer, you go to the door while I arrange the vase here on the mantel.
Yes.
I want to be the first thing to see when she walks in. Aunt Peggy.
Yes, Mother?
Get those flowers in the dining room.
All right.
We'll put them in Aunt Clara's vase. Aunt Peggy, you better bring some water for the vase, too.
Hey, wait a minute. Before anyone starts dumping water, let me get my cookies out of there.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic added to the youngsters running and romping, they'll be using a great deal more energy, both physical and mental. So we thought we'd remind you that All Sweet Margarine not only helps provide the needed double energy, it makes sandwiches doubly delicious. What's more, every pound of All Sweet is fortified with at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. So for food energy, vitamin A, and taste appeal, spread those school sandwiches generously with All Sweet. And here's something else you'll be glad to know. If you live in one of the states whose laws permit the sale of colored margarine, you can buy yellow All Sweet in solid pounds or in quartered pounds. But whether you buy yellow All Sweet or regular white All Sweet, be sure to specify All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Meet the Meat stars Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Sherman Marsh and directed and produced by Les Weinrock. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.